It's 11 trivia questions on who said it. I give you a quote and two possible names, and you pick the right person who said the quote. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. It is time for the weekend. And I know it's still summertime, but maybe you're back at work, maybe you're back at school already, and you're ready for the weekend, and I'm going to take you there. So happy weekend. Enjoy some trivia on your ride to work, on your ride home from work, on your way to school, on your way home from school. Whatever you're doing, I hope that some trivia will help lighten up your day. This show comes out every single day. If you want to hit subscribe on your device to get a new episode delivered daily. And it's tons of fun. Sometimes we have guests. Sometimes I'm reading questions. Sometimes I record my live trivia nights that I do at about 18 places around Southern California every single week. And today is one of those episodes. I recorded a couple of rounds from a place called R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California, where we're doing an all office themed trivia night next Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. I'd love to see you there. Tickets are available at triviawithbuds.com. It's all about the office. And I have some very cool office Funko stuff to give away if you like collecting Funko stuff. Come play some office trivia in Sierra Madre. It's going to be great. I have some fun emails to share with you. The first of which is from my friend Neil McWaters, who says, hey, Ryan, loved your last two quizzes on Pulp Fiction and Sharks. My wife, Emma, loves Sharknado and each of the million sequels. If I'm one of the first five people to email you, can you please send me a headshot made out to Emma? And I just wanted to say, Neil, that headshot is on its way. Thank you so much for the nice email. I really appreciate it. He also ends his email with saying, I'm spreading the word in the UK for you. Love your daily shows. Cheers, Neil. P.S. Got 10 out of 10 on Pulp Fiction. Nice job, Neil. And thank you again for the very nice email. Headshot on the way. Three people emailed me over the last day since I talked about sending out those headshots for Shark Week. So two more people. If you're looking for a Sharknado headshot, let me know. I'll send out two more by the end of today. And if you're listening to this, just shoot me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I will make sure you get one of those signed Sharknado headshots. I have another email to share that I think is just fun. I mentioned over the last couple of days that I go and I buy bingo supplies at a place called Geiska's. I think it's Geiska's, G-Y-K-Z-A, Zyka's maybe? Zyka's Bingo Supply. It's in San Dimas, California. It's a really fun little place that's been there for like 30 years. And this older couple runs it, and their names are Zyka and Flavio. And they got to be in their 90s, and they have a ton of kids and grandkids, and they're just very friendly, and they love bingo. And the wife plays bingo, she said, like three times a day, every day or something like that. And I'm slowly finding out about all the different like insider bingo rings around Southern California. So it's fun. I love it. So anyway, Flavio, every time I go in there, he's always having me kind of try and fix something. So he's like, hey, can you look at my computer? And the computer was seriously, I don't know, like a Windows 98. And I'm like, I don't know if I can help you. But I took a look at it. So anyway, I left there the other day. I had to pick up some bingo cards and he sent me this email. Hi, Ryan. Though I suspect that you like to be addressed with your last name, it was swell to see you today at our store. I didn't think about this until after you left. My cell phone is locked presently and I cannot make calls. I have no way of getting any code number to unlock it. Somehow I have the feeling that you would know how to unlock it. If this is so, can you stop by anytime you are in our neighborhood? We are at the shop Wednesday through Saturday, 12 to noon to about 6. Thank you, Ryan. Until we meet again, P.S. I'm quite sure that we can provide your bingo needs at a good discounted price. So that is my email from Flavio, and I thought that was great. And I love that I'm his go-to guy when his cell phone gets locked. So just wanted to share that with you. Guys, we're going to jump into 11 questions on quotes. I give you a quote and you tell me who said it from the two choices, recorded live at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Here we go. All right, this is Who Said It? A 50-50 guessing game. I'll give you the two choices and the quote. You tell me who you think said it. Here's the first one. Number one, music isn't for the eyes, it's for the ears. Was that Adele or Stevie Wonder? Number one,
music isn't for the eyes, it's for the ears. Who do you think said that, Adele or Stevie Wonder? Number one on your list, number one. Number one, music isn't for the eyes, it's for the ears. Adele or Stevie Wonder? Number one, number one. Trivia every Thursday night, Archie Rogers, thanks so much for playing. We do it for over a year now on Thursdays. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's my friend Cam Molidor. And Cam might be back soon, like in August when he goes back to school. He might be here on Thursdays more often. Number one. Here comes number two. No matter how talented you are, not everybody's going to like you, but that's life. Stay strong. Was that Ellen or Justin Bieber? Who do you think said that? Talk show host Ellen or little Justin Bieber? Number two. Number two. No matter how talented you are, not everybody's going to like you, but that's life. Stay strong. Ellen or Bieber? Number two. It really is a crapshoot. Unless you memorize quotes of people like this. Number two. Pizza is flowing from the LA Pizzeria Company. If you need a pie, talk to my friends on the patio. They'll cook it in a little wood-fired oven. It's all very tasty. Number three is a battle of talk show hosts. Here's the quote. If life gives you lemons, make some kind of fruity juice. Is that Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon? Number three. If life gives you lemons, make some kind of fruity juice. Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon? Number three. Number three. Number three, if life gives you lemons, make some kind of fruity juice. Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon? Number three on your list. You can take home all the beers here that are available, I believe, in Crowlers. They got new 32-ounce cans at RT Rogers. Go check those out. Really cool can design of the little elves at work with the barrels. Check them out. Number four, I never leave my house. Then I don't have to put on a bra and I don't have to change my pants. Was that Jennifer Lawrence or Rebel Wilson? Number four, J-Law or Reb Will? Number four, Jennifer Lawrence or Rebel Wilson? I never leave my house. Then I don't have to put on a bra or change my pants. Number four, write it down, take a guess. 50-50 on all these, as you have come to imagine. Big special event, the office theme trivia ticketed event. You can get tickets on my website, triviawithbuds.com. That is here at RT Rogers Brewing on Saturday, August 10th, 5 p.m. Grab them while you can. Probably only room for about 50 players, so we'll see how it goes. This is our first ticketed event. Everybody needs a ticket. You have up to 8 people on your team. Winning team gets a bunch of office-related swag. Number five, I am not a demon. I am a lizard, a shark, a heat-seeking panther. I want to be Bob Denver on acid playing the accordion. Was this Nicolas Cage or Charlie Sheen? Number five. I am not a demon. I am a lizard, a shark, a heat-seeking panther. I want to be Bob Denver on acid playing the accordion. Nicolas Cage or Charlie Sheen? Number five. Number five. Take a guessy. TriviaWithBuds.com if you want to see all my live events. I'm up to 18 places a week to play bingo and trivia all around California. And lots of special events popping up all over the place, like this office-themed one I keep mentioning. TriviaWithBuds.com. It's in the bottom of all your answer sheets. Go check it out. Someone asked me earlier, how do you get a bonus point for checking in? You go to the website, go to TriviaWithBuds.com. You find the events for the week, and you just click on the event you want. You click RSVP. Enter your email. It sends me an email that says you RSVP'd, and that gives you a bonus point, and it lets me know how many people might be there. So you just go to the website, find the event. You could do it anytime before the event starts. So here, you could do it anytime before 8 p.m., and everybody in your team can do it. So if you have three people on your team, it's an easy way to get three bonus points. Just do it at TriviaWithBuds.com. You could do it as early as Monday morning, usually when I have all the events up for the week. Number six, you must never underestimate the power of the eyebrow. Was that The Rock or Jack Black? The Rock or Jack Black? You must never underestimate the power of the eyebrow. The Rock or Jack Black? Number six. The Rock sounds real obvious. Right? Or is it Jack Black? Not as obvious. Or is it The Rock? You know, that's how you play this game. You just keep doing that until somebody goes, F it, write it down. And then you scribble something down. Sometimes people just doodle penises and things when they're mad. Number six. Here's number seven. I am not the archetypal leading man. This is mainly for one reason. As you may have noticed, I have no hair. Was that Patrick Stewart or Jason Alexander? Number seven, I'm not the archetypal leading man. This is mainly for one reason. As you may have noticed, I have no hair. Patrick Stewart or Jason Alexander? Who do you think said that quote? Number seven on your list, number seven. Number seven. Eight, nine, ten of the bonus, and we're done for this round. You're guessing who said these quotes. That was about a bald person. Here's number eight. Never worry about bad press. All that matters is that they spell your name right. Who said that? Kate Hudson or Goldie Hawn? Number eight. Never worry about bad press. All that matters is that they spell your name right. Kate Hudson or Goldie Hawn? Some of these quotes I feel like were maybe not originally said by these people. I feel like I've heard this one before. But from what I read, it was one of these two people when I looked it up. Number eight. Number eight. Also, quotes are kind of a hard thing to be like, they said it first, you know, unless you really had that documented. Number eight. Never worry about bad press. All that matters is that they spell your name right. Kate Hudson or Goldie Hawn. Mother or daughter. Number eight. I had somebody last night at trivia. They got literally everyone wrong, which means they picked the wrong one for all 10 questions. That was interesting. Number nine. Will that happen tonight? We'll find out. Perfect is boring. Human is beautiful. That's a nice quote. Perfect is boring. Human is beautiful. Was that Tyra Banks or Werner Herzog? Tyra Banks or Werner Herzog? Perfect is boring. Human is beautiful. Supermodel or documentarian? Slash actor slash just kind of a creepy guy. Number nine. Number nine. Tyra Banks or Werner Herzog? Perfect is boring. Human is beautiful. We got 10 and the bonus. And so many great beers to try. Try the Broken Spell Belgian style pale ale. We got those up there. And little tasters, if you ever want to kind of taste something before you get a full pint. Always a good way to go. Number 10. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Was that Abraham Lincoln or Mark Twain? Number 10. The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Abe Lincoln, Mark Twain. Guys, I figured out that I was born to host trivia for about 16 people in Sierra Madre. That's what I found out. One day I woke up and said, that's got to be it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm living it. Number 10, Abe Lincoln, Mark Twain. What do you think? I was wearing this outfit today, and I'm just in cargo shorts, you know, and a shirt. And I had an appointment at a country club for they wanted to do trivia. So I went to walk in, and the lady at the desk was like, basically looked at me like, we're not hiring adult caddies right now, you know? She's like, oh, we have a strict dress code. So I had the meeting, but I had to do it, like, outside of the building. It was weird. The guy talked to me, and I was just like, hey, I have nice clothes. I didn't realize this. All right. Number 10. I'm like, I have a great suit from Target, okay? I don't think I can afford a Target suit. Number 11. For 2 points. Which Harry Potter character said, my mom always said things we lose have a way of coming back to us in the end, if not always in the way we expect? Let me read that again. For 2 points, which Harry Potter character said, my mom always said things we lose have a way of coming back to us in the end, if not always in the way we expect? Was that Hermione Granger or Luna Lovegood? Who said it? Hermione or Luna from Harry Potter? 50-50 all the way up until the end there. That is the end of round number two. Who said it? We'll be right back with the answers to that quiz in just a minute. Great job, everybody. Good luck. All right, here we go with who said it. These were the answers to round number two. Let's see how you did. Number one, music isn't for the eyes, it's for the ears. You had Adele or Stevie Wonder, and that was a quote uttered by Adele. Adele was the answer to number one. Number two, no matter how talented you are, not everybody's going to like you, but that's life. Stay strong. Ellen or Justin Bieber? That was the Biebs, Justin Bieber. Very intelligent. Somebody must have wrote that for him. Number three, if life gives you lemon, make some kind of fruity juice. Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon? That was Conan O'Brien. Kind of fits the cut of his jib. Number three. Number four, we had Jennifer Lawrence and Rebel Wilson. I never leave my house, then I don't have to put on a bra and I don't have to change my pants. That was Jennifer Lawrence. Number four. Number five, I am not a demon. I'm a lizard, a shark, a heat-seeking panther. I want to be Bob Denver on acid playing the accordion. That was Nicolas Cage. Sounds like some Tiger Blood Charlie Sheen stuff, but Nicolas Cage is one to rival him in crazy. Number six, you must never underestimate the power of the eyebrow. Jack Black, King Kong star Jack Black. Tricked you with the rock. Number seven, I am not the archetypal leading man. This is mainly one reason, if you may have noticed, I have no hair. Patrick Stewart said that from Star Trek. Patrick Stewart and X-Men and things. Number eight, never worry about bad press. All that matters is that they spell your name right. Kate Hudson supposedly said that. Number eight. Number nine, perfect is boring, human is beautiful. Tyra Banks said that. Number 10, the two most important days in your life are the one you were born and the one you find out why. Mark Twain. Mark Twain, author and game player. He used to love trivia and things like that. For 2 points, which Harry Potter character said, my mom always said, things we lose have a way of coming back to us. That was Luna Lovegood. Luna Lovegood. Great job, everybody. Nice job on the 50-50 round.
There it was, 11 questions on Who Said It, a quotes round, which we haven't done in a long time. Hope you had fun playing along with this episode and answering those questions. Speaking of questions, it's time for our question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. The question is, what actor simply said, it's my privilege, when accepting his Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 1991? Who said it's my privilege back in 1991? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Ice Cube, who was the rapper on the track Children of the Corn from Korn's album Follow the Leader. Nobody sent in that answer. And we also have a trivia team name of the day. It is Arrested Development themed. Just kind of randomly popped in my head, and it is You Can't Handle the Bluth. So instead of You Can't Handle the Truth, it's You Can't Handle the Bluth, like the Bluth family. So use that one next time you need a good team name. That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers. Happy weekend.